Today's daf is daf Chof Dalet in Perek Zeborer, the third Perek of Sanhedrin. We're up to Chof Gimel Amud Beis. We're in the middle of trying to understand the machlokas of Rabbi Meir and the Rabbonah in the Mishnah. And the question over here is, can you passel somehow magically disqualify another person's edim or another person's dayanim? And we're trying to figure out why Rabbi Meir could possibly say that you could passel them. So we had a number of approaches. Yesterday we were talking about the last thing we spoke about was where you join with another person to passel the edim. And the machloket that it turned out we had was that since there's another person with you, and it's talking about a case where the guy said he has two kitei edim, so because of that, you're not nogeh beidut, because even if you'll passel this particular pair, you will nonetheless know that you have to face the other pair, so it's not considered to be nogeh beidut if you hold the tzarech levara. On the other hand, if you're the Tzarech levara, just because the guy says he has another pair doesn't mean he really has another pair, and it's going to come in bezdin. So then you'll come to the conclusion that you are considered to be Nogea Be'edut. Okay, that was one approach. We had Rish Lakish, who said it's talking about Edo, and it was where it was a single aid. But in any event, we'll get back to that later, but there's a new approach today that we want to get into, which is Kiata Ravin. When Ravin came, he said, I'll tell you what Rabbi Yochanan said. The way to understand the Peh Kadosh, Yomar Davar Zeh, how could Rabbi Meir say something that appears to be completely impossible? On the surface, he explained that it's talking about, we have two cases over here, one where you can disqualify the judge, and the other one where you can disqualify the edim. So he explained that the pshat over here is that when it says that you can passel in the resha, the dayanim, it's talking about where the Baal Din actually brought edim. He brought edim, and the edim said that the edim that the guy was trying to bring were passel. But he couldn't find two edim to passel the dayanim. So it turned out that his taina is that this guy's a phony, and he's paying off judges, and he's bringing edim tzulim. He was partially correct. So they're migos. There it's talking about the edim indeed turned out to be tzulim aliba de edim. And the dayanim is unable to be mochiach or psulim. But we say, you know what? He turned out to be right, and he was able to prove to us that he was right when it came to the edim. So therefore, the svara of Rabbi Meir is that migo, the pasli, edim pasinami dayanim. Since he was able to prove himself correct about the edim, so he can also disqualify the dayan and insist on a different dayan. The Seifa, which says that he could disqualify Edim, is talking about the inverse case. He was able to prove that the Dayanim were Psulim with Edim, but the Edim, he was unable to prove that they're Psulim. The Edim are Ksherim. So there, Rabbi Meir holds the Migu, the Pasle, Dayanim, Pasinami, Edim. So since he was shown to be correct about the Dayanim with witnesses, so we suspect that he's correct about the Edim, and we won't accept Edim. Atkifla Ravim, that's crazy. You want to say that in the Reisha that we suspect he's correct? Fine. So maybe we suspect he's correct, so go to another Bezdin. What's the big deal? So you want to respect his Chashot about the Dayanim? Fine. Go ahead. But we're going to say because he was able to prove that the Dayanim are post-psulim, so he should also be pasinami edim. What is that supposed to mean? So what's the guy supposed to do now? He says the edim are no good. I don't have other edim. So what we're going to say, edim to leka. He doesn't have other edim. How can you respect the chashash that he has that he's unable to prove? That's crazy. Well, no, I mean, obviously it would be crazy, but it's talking about over here, lotzricha de'ika kata cheri. It must be that the other case is talking about where there's a different kat as well, and therefore it's the equivalent of passeling the dayan. You'll find another Beit Din. He'll use his other edim. So what are you saying? And if not, like a kat acharet, suppose there was only one kat of edim. So then what would be the din? You'd be ready to say, Achinami de lo matzi passeling. So then Rabbi Yochanan would not have said that he can passel the other person's edim. So that's what we said yesterday. We said the case yesterday, Alibad Rav Dini, was that there were two kitei edim, and he wasn't considered to be nogeya beiduto, so he was mitzarif with the other one. I mean, so you're ending up in the same place. I mean, it says, well, ending up in the same place in terms of requiring two kitei edim, but it's a totally different mechanism, obviously. He can be naomigo, marzav arminomigo, marzav alo arminomigo. I mean, over there the issue was not because since he has successfully proved one contention, that's why he's neman to say the other one. It has nothing to do with that. It was the Shaila, but it's considered to be Nogea Be'idut. Over here we're saying, no, the issue indeed, I mean, Nogea Be'idut would certainly be, we need a Migo in order to be able to do such things. It's a completely different mechanism, and it would require this whole complex proof with Edim of his other Taina, whereas the way Rav Dini was learning there was no other Tainas. I'm talking about in both cases where he had attempted to disqualify both the Dayanim and the Edim. It's a whole new approach to the Mishnah. So you're right that both of them need to be talking about where there is another cut, but for totally different reasons.
It's not really a migu, it's like a smach.
Yes, of course. Migu doesn't mean, migu just means since. Yeah. It doesn't mean necessarily the classic migu in terms of a tain and bezna. Gufa. Getting back to the way Reish Lakish said, it's got to be referring to an Eid Echad, because how could we think that Peh Kadosh Yomar Davar Zeh? Tani Eido. I don't understand, but all of a sudden, I mean, Reish Lakish is known to be a very tough guy. All of a sudden, he's talking about holy mouths. I mean, he's ready to change the gears in the Mishnah. And you expect Reish Lakish would get up and say, he's crazy, what is he talking about? Of course, this doesn't make any sense. You want to take a look at the way Reish Lakish acts in the Beis Medrash. You're watching somebody. It's like he's uprooting mountains and grinding them against each other. And all of a sudden he's ready to be nice and he's going to say, well, I guess it must be a different gear set. It's very strange. Omer Ravina, I said, what's so strange about that? Hello, kolo roe Rabbi Meir v'beit HaMidrash. Obviously, Reish Lakish is going to be careful about how he talks about Rabbi Meir. I mean, Rabbi Meir, if you see him, it was like he was taking Mount Everest and crushing them against each other. You know, I mean, Reish Lakish is a rank beginner compared to him. I mean, so why wouldn't he talk like that? No, that, it's not that we had a question. We were just pointing out that we're trying to show that in Eretz Yisrael, so we have over here Reish Lakish, Rabbi Meir, who are both in Eretz Yisrael, they speak with such admiration one for the other. Like we had the same case, if you recall, by Rebbe, Hadi Yativ Rebbe. Rebbe was talking about asur latmin et atzonim, that because of the gzeir of hatmana on Shabbat, you're not even allowed to put something cold into the ground in order to be tamed on Shabbos. And Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, I don't know, we used to put things into the ice box, which was in the ground all the time. And Abba Yitir Latmina Tatsonein. Oh, says Rabbi, if that's the case, Kvar Horaza came. Rabbi Yossi says it's okay, then it's okay. Omer Rav Papa, and there too we had the same idea. Rav Papa came and said, it's amazing because these are tough people. If Rabbi Yossi himself, Rabbi Shmuel's father, would have been alive, Kayam, Hayakafuf v'yoshev lifnei Rebbe, he would have been sitting there like a little lemachol in front of Rebbe and listened to his psak. Because, I mean, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi was the full equivalent of his father. And he was mamalem akom avotavaya. And nonetheless, the moment Rebbe hears him say, well, this is what my father used to do, Rebbe says, Farhor is okay. I'm not going to argue on that. Rebbe Oshaya, indeed, we find this as Merumas in Zechariah. My dichtiv, why does Zechariah say, when he's talking about the way that the Tzon, Bnei Yisrael, the Aniyeh HaTzon, are in Galut. So the Navi sees this Nevi'ez, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, V'kach li shnei maklot, l'chad karati Noam, l'chad karati Chovlim, v'ra'a tatzon, that I will herd my sheep, shepherd my sheep, with two types of shepherd rods. One of them is called Sweetie Pie, and the other one is called the terrorist. So what are these two rods? Noam, the Sweetie Pie rod, that's referring to Talmid Chachamim and Eretz Yisrael. That they're nice to each other. Sheman imim zev zev halacha. And I don't get involved in politics, boy, with the things just Used to be Eretz Yisrael was Eretz Yisrael. Now Eretz Yisrael, unfortunately, has become the U.S. Imamish in every way. All of the political issues, all of the stupid Americanisms. It's like beyond belief. You read the newspapers. It's as if you're living in New York with modern orthodoxy. Chovlim refers to Tabir HaChom Shebabavel. So this refers to the vicious people in Bavel. Shemachablim Zevalach. They're always attacking each other. And those are that's what we're trying to bring out over here. Take a look, Rish Lakish, Rabbi Meir. You don't get more powerful people than nonetheless. They speak like mentioned. They treat each other with dignity. And in Bavel, it's the exact opposite. But Yomer already, once we're on the topic of Zechariah, so we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu refers now, in the here we have this whole vision of the menorah of Zechariah, and the two Zaysim that are on top, and the oil that's coming into the menorah. So there too we find Zechariah says that the Malach answered him and said, well, those are Shnei B'nei Yitzhar, the two children of the olive trees that are standing up there, Omdim al Adon Kol Haaretz, they're by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Shnaim Zeitim Aleha, and then he describes the actual olives. So one, we find these pipes that are piping olive oil, and the olives themselves are on top of it. So what are these referring to? Says the Gemara, Yitzhar. B'nei Yitzhar are Tamir Chom Shavar Yisrael. Because they're like Shemen Zayit. They're Nochim Zalazeb Alakaki Shemen Zayit. It's like oil. Oil is soothing. But the Zeitim, the actual olives on top, those are Tamir Chom Bavo. The olives are bitter. And they're Merurim Zalazeb Alakaki Zayit. They're constantly fighting each other. So that you have two rabbis, you got two olives. But Sinai, I'm already, once we're on that topic, and we're looking at Zechariah. So Zechariah sees this strange vision, in which he has this vision of the Yetzer Hara, and the Yetzer Hara is now locked into this Eifah of Tvua. And there's two women, Shtayim Nashim Yotzot, and there's like Ruach B'chanfayim. Their clothes, they look like witches. They've got this wind in their dresses, and they got wings. And the wings are K'chanfei Chassidah. So they look like stork wings. And they're carrying this Eifa bin Aretz bin Hashamayim. And I asked the Malach, Omar la Malach adoverbi, Ana hima molichot et Eifa. Where are they bringing this Eifa of the Yetzer Hara? Vayor melai levnot la bayit beret shinar. To build a home. And there avulchan v'unichala shama al emichonta. That's the place for it. What is that all about? So says the Gemara, what are these two women? They're chanufa v'gasuta ruach. It means that they were yardel of Bavel. The entire country in Bavel runs on arrogance and on chanufa, on phoniness. It's all phony. It's all politics. You give the guy his covet, and then you try to screw him under the table. And that's what it's all about. So this basically, this is Borough Park, it's L.A., it's all phoniness, it's all arrogant, the West Side, and arrogance. So then it goes down to Bavel, and that's where it builds its home. And it left Eretz Yisrael. Ask the Gemara, but wait a minute, Gasuta Ruach, arrogance didn't come down to Borough Park. Arrogance came down to L.A., I thought, right? Gasuta Ruach, Lebovel Nachet, I'm going to start covering Gasuta Ruach. Yodol Olam, Tisham Natla Elam, V'achat Kol Olam Kulo. So it wasn't Bavel, it was Elam that took all of the Gasuta Ruach. Well, no, first it landed in Bavel. Then it rolled on down to L.A., you know? So didn't land originally in Elam. Dekanami. Ichtiv livnot labayit be'eretz shinar. Is it labayit? Does it say livnot lahem? So apparently only one of the two settled in Bavel where it landed. The other one apparently continued on down and moved to Hollywood. So over there, if we see the diak in the pasuk, that's how Rashi understands the diak in the pasuk, from the law as opposed to lahem. Others learn that just from the fact that it says leave note, but apparently it was only an intent leave note, but never ended up actually being baina. Others learn that the law over here was with adam apikei, so that it means that it's not dogush. Okay, but we could take Rashi, fine. So, Shema Amina, that indeed, one, they both landed in Bavel, but Einach Hinami, one was Ishtarvuv to Elam. Ask the Gemara, that's rather strange, because you're saying that it's the Gasuta Ruach that went to Elam. problem is that Ha'avamar, you can always see Gasut HaRuach, because Gasut HaRuach ultimately leads to everybody losing their money. So you start off very arrogant, and the siman for Gasut HaRuach is Aniyut. Everybody loses their job. But Aniyut went to Bava, not to Elam, no? So doesn't that prove that Gasut HaRuach actually settled in New York? No, when it says Aniyut over here, it doesn't mean Aniyut, losing your job. The real siman of Aniyut is Aniyut Torah. Dechtiv achot lanu kitana v'shadayim ein la. So what is that referring to? We have a younger sister, but she's still immature, and her breasts haven't grown properly. So Rabbi Yochanan says in the whole context over there, all those psukim are referring to learning Torah, the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, and so on. So what are breasts in terms of Torah? As we know, we just had it in the story of the Beis HaMikdash, where the Badim of the Beis HaMikdash are Yarichu Abadim, to be like breasts that teach Torah, that suckle Torah. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, what is this referring to the younger sister who has no breasts? That's got to be referring to Elam. Elam was Zocha to learn Torah. That's Daniel was there, and that's where Mordechai was. So yes, Zachta Lilmod, but we don't find that the Yeshivot and the Talmid Chachomim, and we don't find that they came from there. So apparently they weren't Zocha to be Malame Torah. The Lalame Torah, all of the growth of Torah came in Bavel, not in Elam. And why is it called Bavel? My Bavel, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. It means it's Bilula, b'mikra u'b'mishna, and Bilula b'mikra, Bilula b'mishna, Bilula b'talmud. And this is the source of the kilkel of the yeshivas today. There's Semech on the Rabbi Natam here. So a whole svarim written to explain the Rabbi Natam, that it didn't chas v'shalom mean that. That we're Semech on this, that then the Gemara says that you're supposed to have a third of your time learning Mishnah, third of your time learning Mikra, and third of the time you're learning Gemara. So nowadays everybody learns Gemara. Why is that? Because there's Semech from what you just said. That it's Belulah. So if you learn Daf Yomi, so you're Yotze, yes, one third of the content of the Gemara is Mikra, and one third is Mishnah, and one third is Talmud. So we're Semech on that. Right. Explain. Obviously, it can only be Semech on that when it's contextual. I mean, you have to first know the Tanakh, and then what you're learning serves as a constant Esek in it. You're going to learn Tanakh from the pieces of Psukim that are quoted in the Gemara, you're going to be in pretty bad shape. Same thing is true of the Mishnah. You have to see the structure. Without seeing the structure, you just fall apart. You're going to sit there, and furthermore, it certainly doesn't refer to people who sit and learn 5 pages a year in the yeshiva. I mean, it refers to people who are learning through Shas. I mean, they are constantly exposed to things, but how can you be Semech on this aloha? Anyway, lots and lots of written material on that particular one. And that, says the Gemara, that's also merumas in the Pasuk, about the Rabbi Talmud Bavel, because when it says, b'machashachim o shivani, ki b'te olam, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, zet Talmuda shel Bavel, the Talmud of Bavel, is like sitting in the dark, because of the fact that there's so much, I mean, there's different approaches over here, there's such intricacy and depth, and they never come up with any solutions. They're always asking questions. The more questions you ask, the more new questions you get. So you never feel like you've gotten anywhere. Rashi connects it to the Gemara before, that since the people are all fighting each other all the time in Bavel, you never have the interrelationship that allows a holistic approach. So everything is always in doubt. Well, I don't know, maybe we should be machmir. Yeah. That's the kind of Piskei Halakhos you get. Well, it should be Machmer, like this sheet, like that sheet. So nobody is ready to stick their necks out because somebody's going to step on it, So you don't get any Piskei Halakhos. Everything remains a suffix. Continues the Eilat Mishnah. Well, Marlo, as we saw before, the next Mishnah continues on to discuss what appears to be the question in the previous Mishnah. That is to say, if you've agreed to something, can you have charot? This was the question we spoke about before, and we explained there's a difference between the Ne'eman alai Abba question, whether you have two problems as opposed to one problem. Okay, so let's get into that Mishnah now. Omar lo Ne'eman alai Abba. Suppose one says to the other, now we're going to see that there's a machloket, who says to whom. But Omar lo Ne'eman alai Abba. Ne'eman alai Avich. I don't believe anybody would agree with you in this case. You can call your own father to be the judge, okay? Ne'eman alai Shlosha Ro'eh Bakar. Take three shepherd boys. You got to be crazy to paskin like you. So suppose he agrees to this, and then he changes his mind. So Rabbi Meir says, oh, he could change his mind. Once you've agreed, you can't change your mind. The same thing would be true if hayachayav lechaveiro shivua. A guy, again, we'll see there's a machlokas over here, what type of shvua? Shvua to pati yourself, shvua to chayav yourself. So it was chayav a shvua. So the guy says to him, you know what? You don't even have to take a shvua in Beis Din. You swear on your own life, all right? Not in Beis Din. Just tell me, Dorli b'chayei roshcha. I don't like this business of, going into Beis Din, making the whole candlelit affair over here. Just tell me you're ready to swear by your life. So Rabbi Meir says, Yochol achzorbo. Chachamim omrim ein yochol achzorbo. So, lechara seems to be the same case. We'll see why we need two cases in the Gemara. Omer avdimi beredu, nachum beredu of Yosef. What it's talking about over here, we mentioned this yesterday as well, is not that he was ready to be nidain in front of the guy's dad. He was ready to accept his dad as one of the dayanim. It's not like there's two issues over here. First of all, I mean, you only have a dayan. Yachid, what kind of court is that? And secondly, it's the guy's own father. It's only one problem. He accepted an individual who would be a kosher dayan in other circumstances. Here he's a relative. No, yeah, he might be a mumcha, I mean, whatever the case is. Maybe if we're talking about our kosher besuria, but the issue is for you, he's definitely not a kosher dayan. So you're accepting him as a kosher dayan. So there is where we have the machlokas. Yeah, so that's a question, why Shlosh Rav Boker is nechshav like Echad? It's the whole discussion of Rishonim, why it's considered to be one issue. I didn't mention yesterday that that's the point in the Gemara, but I don't want to get into it yet. We'll talk about it when we get to that piece of the Mishnah. So I'm reviewing Amr Shmuel, machloket. Furthermore, it says Reviewing Amr Shmuel, you should know, the machloket over here is where the guy says, machulecha. So in other words, the toveya, the guy who is now wants to get money out of him, he says to the nidba, you know what? I hold that no one would say that you are putter. So you can have your own father here be the dayan. He's not going to say you're putter either. And if he does, I'm meichel. Meichel already is a big issue. Because I mean, you can be meichel mammon, that's due to you, and then really, once it's machul, it's machul. There's a big difference between promising to pay something and being meichel something. So the discussion over here is where the guy says, I'm going to be Michael. So he says, I'm going to be Michael. So then there's a tzad to say, once you say I'm going to be Michael, the Mechila is Chal. If the Mechila is Chal, you can't change your mind. But for a guy to promise, well, if anybody says I owe you the money, I don't care if it's your own father says I owe you the money, I'll pay you. So then maybe everybody agrees that but the Rabbanan never said in that case that it's a done deal. I mean, it's just a promise. Promise, well, how is the promise Chal? We'll see later on what if you made a kinyan on it. Rabbi Yochanan Amar. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, the machlokas is betain lecha. Does Rabbi Meir mean the machlokas is only betain lecha? But by machul lecha, everybody agrees that it's a done deal, even Rabbi Meir? Or does Rabbi Yochanan say, the machlokas is across the board? Whether you said etain lecha, whether you said machul lecha, zribayla. Is he saying betain lecha machloka? You're saying that for sure, divrei hakol, even Rabbi Meir would hold, ein yochol lachzorbo? Or is Rabbi Yochanan saying, bein bizo machloket? The question over here is not about the chalot of mechila. The question is about how we view the judgment, that it's as if the person accepted a binding arbitration, and he would accept such a thing. So then that's the way in which our culture of Asuria would work? Toshma? Diomar Shmuel, Diomar Rav, sorry. Machloket be'etein lecha. Here comes on Rava to say, the only machloket in our Mishnah is where the guy promised to pay. But if he would have said b'chul lecha, even Rabbi Meir would have been made. A divrei hakol, ein yochol lachzorbo. Now let's analyze what approach Rava was taking. Because if we understand that when Rabbi Yochanan said, be'etein lecha machloket, everyone would agree that any kolach zorbo, then that would be consistent. Rava would be consistent with the shita of Rabbi Yochanan. See how Rabbi Shlomo that when Rabbi Yochanan said, "Betin lecha machloket," He meant to say that b'molchulo chadivri akol ein yochol lachzor bo. So then at least it would make sense for Rava to be saying I'll leave it to Rabbi Yochanan. But if you're going to be saying that what Rabbi Yochanan meant was bein bezo machloket, so Rava's not going according to anybody. He's not going according to Shmuel. And he's not going according to Rabbi Yochanan. Because Rava is saying that the only machloket is betein lecha. So nobody says that. He's saying Rabbi Yochanan also didn't say that. So he amrit bein bezu machloket. So Rava amr keman. No, what does that prove? Why can't Rava be a third approach? Maybe Rava time in Afshikama. Rava has his own understanding of the machlokes Rabbi Meir Nechachomi. So in Achinami, there's three approaches. The machlokes is Alibet Shmuel only b'machulacha. But nobody would hold that the commitment to attain lecha is a binding commitment. Or Rabbi Yochanan is saying, on the contrary, when it comes to machulacha, so then Rabbi Yochanan, according to this, would say, it makes no nafkamina, it's a question in the din. And Rava says, it does make a nafkamina, but machulacha, it's chal already. And who would have said Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Meir would have said, you can have charata, you're already maicha, how can you have charata? Three approaches. Eitve Rav Acha bar Tachlifa l'Rav. Rav Acha bar Tachlifa asks from the dinner of the Shavua. The dinner of the Shavua, by definition, is machulacha, right? There's, if you swear, I think that means if you swear, you're potting yourself. That's the normal Shavua. You say it was a made of a mitzvah. So made of a mitzvah is chayav to take a Shavua and best. And the guy says, you know what? You don't even need a Shavua and best. Just tell me, b'chayei roshi, I tell you I don't owe you any more than that. And I'll accept that. I'll accept that you don't have to pay me. No, so that's machulacha. So you see that b'machulacha there's vada machlokas. I can't prove betein lecha whether there's a, but certainly b'machulacha there's a machlokas. What are you telling me that b'machulacha there's no machlokas?
What's the lashon of betein lecha? He's not giving.
In what case?
In the earlier case.
In the earlier case, he says the nitba says to the toveya, if your father says I owe you money, I'll pay it.
The
yeah. The question is, who's talking to? Is the Toveya talking to Nidba? Is the Nidba talking to the Toveya? Now, Lechor, in a case where he's patterning himself with the Shavua, it's obviously the Toveya is talking to the Nidba. So he's saying, if you'll accept this, then I'll be Michael you. And there we have the same Machlok as the Rabbi Meir and the Rabbanan. So what are you telling me? There's no Machlok when it comes to Machulacha? By definition, the Shavua is Machulacha, no? Let's see that inside. Hayakayav lechaveiro Shavua. We are lo, you know what? Dormi b'chayei roshcha. No, Rabbi Meir amr yochol lachzor bay. Chachamim ramein yochol lachzor bay. Now, I mean, I certainly assume the typical case of a shvua is my love. Botan anishba'im v'lo mishamim. So somebody now is going to take a shvua from Eid b'miktas, an Eid echad against them, whatever. The standard case of a shvua in the Torah is where, there's not a single case in the Torah of a guy who will take a shvua to pay money, where if the other person takes the shvua, then the other person has to pay. You only can take a shvua to pater yourself for money in the Torah. It simply does not exist a shvua in which somebody swears and makes you pay. There are cases, min rabbanan, absolutely. Say, in a case where somebody, we find a goslin, and we don't, the guy can't prove with a video camera what he had. So you can take a shvua what he had. Or a case where there's a machlokes, I mean, there's many cases, a case of machlokes between the guy who hired you and the hired hand. They're arguing about how much the commitment was to pay you. So there we also say the hired hand can say, you didn't pay me, or this is what you agreed to pay me. If he takes a shvua, then the guy has to pay him if it's within a certain time. So, okay. So, but that's not a standard case. Standard case is nishbay v'lo mishamim. So if it's nishbay v'lo mishamim, that's the equivalent of machulacha, right? Nonetheless, Rabbi Meir is saying, well, you know, you could still change your mind. So apparently we hold even machulacha. You could change your mind. What are you telling me? That Rabbi Meir would never have argued in the case of machulacha. Once you say that, it's over. Says Rava, how do you know that's the case? I think the Mishnah's talking about dafka, botan anishbei v'notli, where the guy says to him, look, if you're ready to take a shvua, I'll pay. So the guy over here says to the socher, says to the to the sochur, to the poel, you swear, you don't have to, just swear b'chayei roshcha, I'll pay you whatever you want. So then it's ketein lecha, but ain't a chinami. I tain on machulacha, even Rabbi Meir, on the shvud right over here, would have been made it that the machulacha is over.
Would you call that chayim? If it's nishbayim and not, how would you think it's chayim?
Chayav v'shvua in order to collect. That's how I understand it.
You do that much?
Yeah. No, it's not the best, but it's not fatal. Says the Gemara, but if that's the case, why would we need two cases? See, in other words, if you understand that the case of Shvua is to indicate etain, is machul, and the first case is to say, and even if it's a tovea nitba ve'etain, it's the same machlokas, I would explain why I need both cases. If you're telling me I have two cases that are exactly the same, both of them are limited to etain lecha, not machul lecha, so then how do you explain the need for two cases in the Mishnah Bechlal? Mishnah makes a heck of a lot of sense if it's trying to illustrate that the machlokas is in both cases. Because then, indeed, the moment you read about a shvuah, so then you hear already the guy's coming to pater himself. So you say, so that's mechul lecha. So what's the first case? Etain lecha. But if they're both the same case, otad el reisha. So then you said that the reisha is referring to a case of etain lecha. So what do I need this case for? I tell you, there's a big difference, says Rava. The difference is that the case where you tell him, swear b'chaye roshka, that's teila b'das atzma. You figure, okay, so the guy will swear, so it's up to him. But if you're making it dependent on, you know what, take your own father as the dayan, so then you're not really sure. So you're teila b'das acherim. You don't know whether the guy, you're hoping the guy indeed is going to have enough intelligence to see it your way, but you're not 100% sure. Maybe he won't. So therefore, I need two cases. One, Tana Teila B'Dat Acherim, where you say, let your father be the judge. And then here, you're Teila B'Dat Atzmo, where if he wants to, he could take the Shvuah. And therefore, I need both cases, V'tzricha. Because let's say it would say only the Reish, which is Teila B'Dat Acherim. So I would say, okay, you know why Rabbi Meir says over there, Motzi Hadar Bey? Because Lamaisa, he was Lo Gomer Omakne. He wasn't 100%. He was assuming that, you know, the guy is a reasonable guy. So there, he can have charata. Mashenkin, when he tells him, well, you know, it's up to you. If you want to swear, you figure, okay, it's up to you. He's going to swear. So over there, I would say, fine. There is Lo Gomer Makne. The Yom Mi Emer the Mezakele, he's thinking, but just because it's the guy's father, he's going to be Mezakim. But if he's Taylor B'dat Atzmo, so then you figure, well, 99% of the guy's going to go ahead and do it. He'll take the option. So Ema Modul Rabbana. So maybe over there it's an absolute chiyuv, and he would be made. V'yashvin b'ha, b'okamir rabbanon, avobehi, emamodi, even the rabbanon, we made it to Rabbi Meir, because, I mean, we're assuming that the guy was really thinking that they'll paskin like me, not like him. So he never meant to really give the guy a commitment. Therefore, I need both cases. That's not such a pella. So you have two cases, betein lefa. Omer Eish Lakish, another thing, in understanding the machlokas over here, you have to recognize that the Mishnah is talking about before the Gemara din. So that they come along now and you hear the tainus, and then the guy says, you know what, I told you I'd accept even an Eid Echad. I don't think so. Because we don't know how the Bezin passed it, or whatever the case was. Rabbi Meir would not say, great, now you're coming after the Bezdin Paskins against you. Now all of a sudden, once the Bezdin Paskins, it's over. You can't have charotted then. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Le'acher Gemar Din Machloket. So now again, we have the same question. Did he mean only Le'acher Gemar Din? But Lifnei Gemar Din, everybody holds you can have charotted? Or is he saying even? So he boiled it. Le'acher Gemar Din Machloket, Aval Lifnei Gemar Din. What Rabbi Yochanan is saying is that divrei hakol yochol lachzor bo. Even the Rabbanan would hold, you can have charata. O dilma bein bezo, o bein bezo machloket. Tashma. The Omar Rava, let's take a look how Rava paskins over here. Ki be'al alav karovo pasul, which is the case in the Mishnah, right? So the guy was makabel on himself, someone pasul, like the father. If it's lifnei gemar din, yochol lachzor. If it's li'achon gemar din, eno yochol lachzor. Now, I ask you, who is this makes sense according to? So, yeah, Rabbi Shlomo, you're going to tell me that what Rabbi Yochanan was saying, la'achu gmar din machloket, but lifnei gmar din the rabbanon or meida, that yochol lachzor bo, so then Rava would be paskening like Rabbi Yochanan, alib de rabbanon. But if you're going to tell me, he amrit bein bezo machloket, that Rabbi Yochanan is telling you that the rabbanon would have argued, even in a case where it's lifnei gemar din, so then when Rava is paskening lifnei gemar din, yochol lachzor bo, who's he going according to? He's certainly not going to leave it to Rabbi Meir. Why do I say that? Because we're going to see that the psak halacha is like the Rabbanan, not like Rabbi Meir. So that he can't be what he's coming to pasken. So who is he paskening like Ali b'Chachamim? And you can't try to tell me what you told me before, that Rava's coming to tell me His own das. No, because if he's coming to tell you his own das, he would discuss the machloket. He would have said, machloket, bang, bang. But here he's coming to tell you psak. If you're coming to discuss the psak, you're obviously not introducing new issues. Right? So before he was speaking about the machloket there, we say, okay, that's his own approach. You can have your own approach. But it seems I was taking for granted, look, we all know the facts. Now the question is, how do we paskin? You don't introduce new approaches to the facts through going into a psak. So therefore, we don't have the option we had before of saying, well, he has to agree to Rabbi Yochanan. Of course he does. Otherwise, discuss the machloket. So therefore, it's clear that Rav understood that the facts are that only liachar gemar din machloket, lifnei gemar din, there's no machloket, and therefore he's saying, look, there's no question. I'll leave it to Rabbanan. What the din would be? Shalach le'Rav Nachman bar Rav Yitzchak le'Rav Nachman bar Yaakov. Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu, please tell us, lifnei gemar din machloket, ola achar gemar din machloket, and furthermore, tell us, halacha k'divrei mi, shalach le'Achar gemar din machloket, v'halacha k'divrei chachamim, that you cannot have charot after gemar din. Rav is pointing out, okay, but before the gemar din, the Rabbanan also made it, that you could have charot. Rav Ashi amar hafishalach, that's not what the question was. The Shailan Tshuva over there was like this. That was about the original question that we raised. Is the machloket Rav Meir and the chachamim referring to mechila, or is it referring to commitment? Betein lecha machloket o b'mochul lecha machloket. That's the question. V'halacha k'divrei mi, and how do we pass? Shalach le betein lecha machloket v'halacha k'divrei chachamim. That the machloket indeed is in terms of commitment, not in terms of mechila, where everybody would agree it's a done deal. And halachas k'divrei chachamim, that a commitment once made can't be changed. This is the way they learned. He didn't discuss that. You have to put the two together. Besura matnohach. That's the way they had the whole discussion in Surah. In Pumpadita, they have that whole approach. The way in which they had this discussion was only like this. The only discussion of the psak was Omer of Chanina, Bar Shalmia, Shalchule mi Beirav Lishmuel, Yelamdeinu Rabbeinu. They raised another issue, which is, how about if you made a Kinyan Sudar? Which we hadn't even discussed. Kinyan Sudar. So you didn't just say, I'm Makabal. You're Makabal with a handkerchief that you're Makabal. So how about if we'd be Lifnei Gemar Din and you also made a Kinyan? So over there, would you hold Alibet Rabbi Meir that you can have Charata or not? So Konu Miyado, or even Alibet Rabbanan, because they were assuming that Lifnei Gemar Din, even the Rabbanan would hold, you could have Charata. But how about if you made a Kinyan? Shalachlu, that's how it involves the previous sugya. It's taken for granted that apparently they learned in Pumpadita, for sure, you could have charot if nei gemar din. The only question was, what would be if you made a kinyan? And Shmuel answered, ein l'achar kinyan klum. You made a kinyan, then that's absolutely binding in a court case. Once we're talking about shlosha roei bakar and so on, let's discuss what would passel you from Dayanut or from Edut. We discussed before, you want to passel Edav Shochavero. What would passel? What do you mean by passel? Well, if you prove that the guy plays poker, so he's Misakech Bakubia, or he's a Malveberi Beat, he makes loans on interest, and he's Mafriche Yonim, he bets on the horses. And those days they had bird flights. Or he's a Sochare Shvi'it, makes his money off of being over on an Isur D'Oraita. So he does deals with Peira Shvi'is. So the din is over there, he's possible. Omer Rabbi Shimon B'tchila Yokorin Motan Osve Shvi'it. Misha Rabo Anasim Fazur Lekrotan Sochare Shvi'it. It used to be that's what they were called. But nowadays it's different. What does that have to do with anything? The Gemara will discuss. Omer of Yudah, when do we say that a person who plays poker is possible? It's ematai b'zman she'ein lem umanut elohu. It's only if that's how he makes his living. He doesn't have a job. He makes his living by playing cards or playing the dice. Avo is it again? Exactly. Avo yeshlem umanut shelo kasherim if lamaisa. They have an income and a career, so there he would be kosher. Now we'll see in a moment in the Gemara what the issue is over here in Misakhi Bekut. Ask the Gemara, what exactly is the problem being a gambler? You have to say loud.
I know a guy taking yeshiva for a year and a half by being an internet gambler.
That's how he paid his tuition. Yeah, so, I mean, what? The yeshiva should do it directly. Would I have to go to the... Yeah, that was the finish. I know a yeshiva that's an internet gambler. So, what exactly is so terrible about being a gambler? I understand. Masachik, Pekuvia, my covenant, well, what's where? We have this Christian morality over here. A guy's a gambler, so he can't be kosher aid. What's so terrible about being a gambler? Omar Rami Bar Choma, what do you mean? He's a goslin, no? I mean, it's an esmachta. You know, the guy who puts his money down, he doesn't assume that the other guy's going to be taking his money, really. He's always talking himself into it that he's going to win. So that means that when you take his money that he puts down on the table, you're really stealing it. And an esmachta's low kanya. Rav Shesha Samar, that's ridiculous. Koki hani gavna lava smachta. How do you call that a smachta? The guy is so stupid, he puts his money down on the table, but he's convinced he's going to win against the house. What are you, nuts? Obviously, he knows that there's a strong chance he's going to lose. He's makabel that he should lose, and then he figures, another time I'll win. But he's certainly ready to give away his money on a particular gamble. The guy's got to be crazy to call that a smachta. The point over here is Lafisha Ein Oskin Biyushuvosha Olam. Problem is that if the guy lives off of gambling, so then he obviously has no sense of the real facts of life. He has no respect for the challenges of life, for money, for the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects you to lead a life. So it's like easy for him, easy come, easy go. You say, therefore, how can you trust a guy like that to be take life seriously and to give valid testimony and to be makbid as a dayan, not to take money from one guy and give to another guy? I mean, that's outrageous. Now, there's a big difference between these two approaches. I mean, this is essentially what appears to be the issue in the Mishnah. Does he have a career? I mean, if the guy struggles in his life, and this is like a hobby, you know, okay, so then what are you going to say? But because he has a hobby where it's easy come, easy go, so therefore he doesn't have a sense of the realities, he does have a sense of the realities. So he wouldn't be possible. If you're saying it's because it's a smach, then it's a smach to love kanya. So then, ein achinami, then he's a gazan. What's nafkamina? White collar crime, blue collar crime. It's gonna. The guy is ready to steal. He's ready to steal.
He has enough income, or he's just
has a career where he has to struggle.
You know,
No. Volunteers. It's always easy to make yourself moral by volunteering for. You know, that doesn't answer the problems of life. So. That would be the nafkamina. Says, come on, wait. So if that's nafkamina, I mean, that's the issue in the Torah, in the Mishnah itself, right? I mean, look, the Mishnah says, Om Rabbi Yehuda, Eimatai bizman she'en lehem umanut elohu, ava yesh lehem umanut shelohu kesherim. So Rabbi Yehuda over here seems to be explaining the Mishnah, not arguing. So in other words, the Mishnah is saying clearly, Alma, time and about need to be shuvah shel olam. It's not because it's machtelo kanya. It seems to be saying very clearly. The problem over here is that the guy has no life. We say get a life. You may have money being a gambler, we're still going to tell you get a life. So mamela, that's the only problem. But we don't view it as gneva. So the kashla Rami Bar Choma. Rami Bar Choma claimed that the issue is straight out and out gneva. Doesn't matter. The chitem, and I know what you're going to tell me. You're going to tell me, okay, but this is good for the machlokas in the Mishnah. That Rabbi Yehuda argues, and the Rabbanan are saying, if the guy plays for money, then he's possible. Period. I don't care how much he plays. Comes on Rabbi Yehuda to say, no, it's only if this is his life. So maybe that's the pshat, the chitem, a polig Rabbanan later Rabbi Yehuda. No! Because Omer Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, kol makom sha'omer Rabbi Yehuda eim matai. Wherever you find a Mishnah, in which Rabbi Yehuda comes along and says, when do we say this? Or Rabbi Yehuda says, Bameh Devar Mamurim, in what case did we just say that? That's Enuel Farish Divrei Chachamim. He's not arguing. He's explaining. Rabbi Yochanan says, well, that's not exactly. If he says, Eimatai, when do we say it? That language is always explanatory, and he's not arguing. He wants to make certain that the reader understands the Chachamim. So that's Lefaresh. If he says, Bamed, Devarim Amurim, instead of saying Ematai, then he's coming to argue, Lach Lok. But look, bottom line is, everybody agrees, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, they're both agreed to Kulei Alma that in our Mishnah, the word Ematai is Lefaresh. So Mamela, it would appear that the Mishnah is saying 100% against Rami Bachama. No, I understand. Rami Bar Choma has to buy in to Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi. He disagrees with them, no? Gavra, gavra, karamita, what? You now want to have a problem of Rami Bar Choma against Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi.
He argues on the whole, you said Rami Rabbi Yehuda?
Yes, what's wrong? It's said by Amoraim, he can argue with them. Why can't he argue with them? Marzavar pligis. Good, so one man the other holds that the Rami Bar Choma, in other words, holds that Rabbi Yehuda is coming to argue on the Chachamim, and he's coming to be a fire to Rabbanan. Umar says, lo pligi, what's the big deal? Says, how can you say lo pligi? It's a braita. What do you mean lo pligi? The braita of Atanya, bein sheyesh lo uvanut shalohu, bein she'ein lo uvanut elohu, areze pasul. Here the Tanakhama says openly that it doesn't matter if you have another parnasa or not. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, dafka if it's only you, I mean, so you see that we have over here an indication from a braita that indeed the Tanakhama holds that it's an asmachta. So what are you telling me? How can it? He seems to be 100% right, Rami. No, says the Gemara, that's not the machlokas in our Mishnah. That's a third Tana. Who's the third Tana? Rabbi Yehuda mishum Rabbi Tarfani. The Tani Rabbi Yehuda mishum Rabbi Tarfan. La'olam ein echad mihem nazir l'fishalon nitna nazirut ela lahafla'a. It could well be, according to this braita, that Ematai is certainly, the way Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi said, the way Rabbi Yochanan said, for sure, he's not coming to argue. There is another shita that Rabbi Yehuda was mekabel from Reb Tarfan, which is giving over here. It's not his own shita. So over here, it argues on the Tanakhama of the Mishnah and argues on himself. And that was the case where you had a guy passing by and the guy says, I'm a Nazir if this guy's a Nazir. The guy says, I'm a Nazir and he's not a Nazir. So over there, Rabbi Tarfa Shita is, since it says Kiyafli, you have to know 100% what you're talking about. There's no such thing as a dot that doesn't know what it means. So, I mean, over there, you say the same thing. The guy's taking a chance. He knows it's not 100%. I think. He's got such long hair. Nah, well, long hair, the guy's a beatnik. Okay, you know 100% whether he's a beatnik or he's a Nazir. You don't know. All right, so it says now, Rabbi Tarfan, doesn't matter that he knows that he doesn't know. The point is that he doesn't know. And therefore, it's considered to be the equivalent of an asmachta. Without absolute gemiras das, despite the fact that you're taking into consideration statistics, it's irrelevant that you're taking into consideration statistics. It's either 100% or nothing. And if that's the case, the same thing would be true over here. If it's either 100% or nothing, then gambling, if you take somebody else's money in gambling, you'll say he's not an idiot. I mean, he knows statistics. It's irrelevant. There has to be complete gemira of that. That's Rabbi Tarfan Shita.
Willing to lose.
Willing to lose is not true willingness. That's what he's saying. Just like over here, the guy says, I'm willing to be a Nazir if that guy turns out to be a beatnik. But you see that's how he understands das. Something that's what das means. So you say, well, what's that? That is das. I'm saying. I mean, he took that into consideration. So apparently taking into consideration doesn't change anything. Doesn't change the nature of das. And therefore, if it's not in your hands, it's not in your hands. So over here, this is not in your hands. The facts are not in your hands by the case of Nazir. Therefore, there's a third cheetah that indeed is saying like Rami Bar Choma. But he has a problem of your Geneva. But in the Mishnah Gufa, it may well be that Rabbi Yehoshua and Rabbi Yochanan are 100% right. Nobody in our Mishnah holds this. On our Mishnah, Yehoshua. I mean, Rami doesn't have to agree to that. But they certainly are within their rights to say that the Tana and the Bright is a third Tana. Neither Tana Kama nor Rabbi
Yehoshua. Therefore, this is coming to the
bar. Aliba, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehoshua,
and Lehman. And how come no one says the point about it says Amar Rabbi Yehoshua versus Rabbi Yehoshua Amar? Is that sort of like a
No, yes, when it comes to Ematai, it's Mevatel, because it's always, you have to say it in that language, because the Ematai of the Bamed Dvar Mamurim clarifies it. The question is, what does it clarify? Yeah, right. Kiata Ravin Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Reisha Be'idim Pisulim V'dayanim Kisherim, and we accept as disqualifying because migo de pasen pasenami dayani, sefer b'dayani pasule evadim chir, where we also accept his disqualifying to migo de pasen dayani pasenami evadim. Matkin for Rava, that doesn't make any sense. If you show migo de pasule evadim pasenami dayani, at least you could say, all right, so let him go to another besdin. Ika bedina akrina. Well, what are you going to say? Migo de pasen pasenami evadim, why? And the guy arbitrarily loses his witnesses because we suspect him to leka. Well, obviously lo tzricha deika katacheret. So what are you saying that a leka katacheret? My akinami de lo matzi pase. Well, we said that yesterday. I'm in the Ravdimi. Ikabinai amigo. That's the problem. Mar sover. It's only the point of here is amrin amigo. Mar sover. Amrin amigo. Gufa. Amrin shlokish pek kadosh yomar davar se. Tni edo, not edav. Is that the way Rish Lakish would ever talk? I thought Rish Lakish was a very tough guy. Any Marmar Ula Haroet Rish Lakish Bebet Amidrash Kilo Oker Harim V'Tochanam Zebezeh Omravina. That's a problem. I mean, he's going to start up now with Goliath. Alo Kol Haroet Rabbi Meir Bebet Amidrash Kilo Oker Hare Harim V'Tochanam Zebezeh. No, I wasn't asking. I was just pointing out. Okay, come on. Bore, come on, mechavavim zeze. Ki hadi yativ rebi vekomar asur latminat atzonei. Amar lefanav rebi shlom rebi yosi. Well, abba hitir latminat atzonei. Says rebi, oh, if that's the case, kvar horasa kein. Amrif papa, bore, come on, mechavavim zeze. Dilo rebi yosi kayama yakafufi yoshev lifnei rabi. Do rebi shlom rebi yosi bimali mekoma votavaya vahavi kafufi yoshev lifnei rebi. And nonetheless, come on, kvar horasa kein. Omer Rabbi Oshaya, my dichtiv, it's exactly what's merumez in Zechariah. And it says, V'akach li shnei maklot, le'achad karati noam, le'achad karati chovlim v'eret atzon. So what are these two maklot? Noam, elot amirecham shuveret Yisrael, sheman imim meze lezeb alacha. Chovlim elot amirechachamim shebebavel, shemechablim ze lezeb alacha. V'ayomer ela shnei v'nei ha'yitzara omdim, and if they don't call Aretz, Rishnayim Zeitim Alea. So Yitzar, says Rabbi Yitzhak, that's reference to Tamir Chom Shveretz Israel, Shinochim Zelezeba Alacha, Kishemen Zayit, which is Rach. But Shnayim Zeitim Alea, that's a reference to Tamir Chom Shababa, Shemirim Zelezeba Alacha, Kizayit. Vesainai Vere, Vineshtaim Nashim Yotzot, Veruach Bechanfeim, Velahina Chanafaim Kechanfea Chasida, but this ena ifa ben hashemayim ben haaretz v'omar la malach hadover bi ana hima molichot at ha'ifa v'ayom elai livnot la bayit be'eret shinar om Rabbi Yochanan v'shur v'shim ha'yachai. Yes, this is chanifa. It's the beautiful wings. Ah, look at that. Oh, lovely wings. Obviously a great chosid, chasuda. And this gasut ha'ruach, all fluffed up with a lot of hot air. Sheyardu le'bavel. V'gasut haruach le'bavel nachit. Om amar asara kabin gasut yordu le'olam. Tish'a natla elam. V'achat kol olam kulo. In the bavel nachit originally, ishtarvu v'yud ishtarviv le'elam. Te'ekanami dechtiv livnot la'bayit be'eret shin'ar la. Not lahen. Sh'ma mina. V'om amar siman le'gasut haruach aniyut. And aniyut davken bavel, not ne'elam. No. Aniyut means aniyut v'torah. And that indeed is in Elam. Dichtiv achot lanu ketana v'shadayim ein la. Om Rabbi Yochanan zu Elam. She zachta l'mod v'lo zachta l'lamed. My bavel, Om Rabbi Yochanan means it's belula. Belula b'mikra, belula b'mishna, belula b'talmud, b'machashachim o'shivani b'dei Elam Om Rabbi Yirmiya. Zo talmuda shel bavel. Omar lo ne'aman alay haba, ne'aman alay avicha. Ne'amanim alai shlosh roi bakar. Rabbi Meir omer yochol achzor bo. Chachomim omer mini yochol achzor bo. Haya chayav lechaviro shevua. V'yomar lo dor li b'chaye roshcha. Rabbi Meir omer yochol achzor bo. Chachomim omer mini yochol achzor bo. Omer avdimi b'red v'nach b'red Rabbi Yosef. Kegon dekim lo yalei b'chad oni. Omer avira mishmo machlogi b'machu lecha. But ten lecha? What's a ten lecha promise? Divri hako yochol achzor bo. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no, beten lecha machloket. Does he mean beten lecha machloket only? Avo b'machulach adivri hakol, ein yachol lachzor bo? Or is he saying bein bezo, bein bezo machloket hashma? The Yomar Rava machloket v'tein lecha aval b'machol lecha divrei hakol ein yochol lachzor bo. So now, yamet bishlame v'tein lecha machloket b'machol lecha divrei hakol ein yochol lachzor bo. So then Rava is completely consistent with Rabbi Yochanan. If you're going to tell me Rabbi Yochanan himself holds bein bezo machloket, so then Rava would be saying like neither. Yomar Geman, so why can't he be saying a third approach? Rava Tavid and Avshikama. And what are you going to do about the second part? And Mitch talks about a Shvua. Hayach hayav l'chaviro Shvua. V'amar lo dor li b'chayiroshcha. V'mirom yochol lachzor b'chom yomim in yochol lachzor b'chom. So my love, ba'otana nishpa'in v'lo mishamim, which is a standard Shvua. But that's the equivalent of a chulacha. No. I hope it's talking about otana nishpa'in v'not lin. Davila ketein lacha. So what do I need two cases? Atana l'reisha. Well, Tana Tola Bedat Achirim, Tana Tola Bedat Atzmo, Vitzricha. E Tana Tola Bedat Achirim in the Reisha, where it's your father. So, but how come Rabbi Meir Matsiyada baby? Because he never really was sure. No Gomar Amakne. The Omar, me, Emer de Mizakila. Avotole Bedat Atzmo, Emer Model Rabbon. The Ashwid Bahaba Kamar Rabbon, Avim Model Rabbon Rabbi Meir that he could have Charot, he was never committed to it, Tzricha. Omer Shlokesh, furthermore, Machloket Lifnei Gabardin. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan Aliach Gemar did machloket, and here too we were unsure. Iboilu, does he mean Aliach Gemar did machloket? Avlifnei Gemar din, everybody is made to Rabbi Meir Shita Yochol Lachzorba, or is Rabbi Yochanan saying Bein Bezo Bein Bezo machloket? Well, Tashma Di Omar Rava Kibel Alav Karova Pasul Lifnei Gemar din Yochol Lachzorba. And that's got to be the das of the Rabbanan, because that's how we paskin. And Eliyach Gemar Din Yochol Lachzor was the Yomer Bishlem Eliyach Gemar Din Machloket. Alifnei Gemar Din Yochol Yochol Lachzor Bo. So then Rava is consistent with Rabbi Yochanan, and he's saying even Alibin Rabbanan. But if you're going to tell me Bein Bezo Machloket, so then Rava, who is obviously not giving us the das of Rabbi Meir, so then who is he going according to? And if he wants to argue, he should have argued about the machlokas, not about the psak. Elalav shmamin aliyachar gemar din machloket shmamino. Sholok le rabnach bar yitzchol rabnach bar yaakov. Yelamdeinu rabinu. Lifnei gemar din machloket aliyachar gemar din machloket. Furthermore, halakha kedivrei sholach le aliyachar gemar din machloket. Valakha kedivrei chachamim. Rav Ashi amar achi sholach le. Be'etein lecha machloket o b'mokhu lecha machloket. Ve'alakha kedivrei mi. Sholach le be'etein lecha machloket, ve'alakha kedivrei chachamim that ein yochol lachzor bo. Besura batnu achi, be'pedita matnu as follows. Omer p'chanina b'shalmiya, sholchu le mi be'rav l'shmul, yom den rabinu, lifnei gemar din, but he was also konami yadu mak. Sholach lo ein liach kinyan klum. Ve'el ein apsulin, ha'mesachek be'kuv yamal ve'beri bit, ma'fricha yonim, socharei shevi'it, Omar Rabbi Shimon, well, b'tchilayo kurinotan osfei shvit. Nowadays, b'sharabu anasim, chazrulik rotan socharei shvit. Omar Rabbi Yehuda, ematai we say that your pasul, b'zman she'en lem omanot alohu, yesh lem omanot shalohu, kesheri. Mesachik b'kuvya, my kovit. Omar Rabbi Barchama mishub da'avi, esmachta, b'smachta lukanya. Rav Shetit Omar, koki agavna la'av esmachta hi. It's the fish ain't oskibi shuvoshal olam. My binai, we can be now gamar umnuta achrite. Tanyan. Tanan, omr of Yoda, omr of Yoda, omr of Yoda, omr of Yoda, yeshu munut shalohu, kshirin. So apparently, time in about nitin is only mishum yishuvoshal olam, and not mishum esmachta. Kash to Rami Barchona. And what are you going to tie now? Vechitema, pligi rabbana later, Rabbi Yoda. I thought Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, Koma kom shomer Rabbi Yehuda imatai or bame dvar mamuri. It's saying about the farish tivrech hachamim. Rabbi Yochanan says, well, imatai is the farish. If he says bame dvar mamuri, it's a chalok, but certainly everybody agrees that the imatai in our Mishnah is the farish. So, what's the big deal? Gavra gavra karamita. Mar shava plige. It's a Rabbi Bachama doesn't agree with it. He holds it to the poly. Umar shava lo plige. Hey, wait a minute. How could Rabbi Yochanan and Rishuv and Levi argue in the Braita? Velo pligi. Vatanya, a Braita says the Pshat, what appears to be the Tanakama. Ben sheyesh lo umanut shalohu, u ben shalohu en umanut elohu, ha reza pasu, which could only be the problem of Esmachta. Yes, but that's a third shita, not the Tanakama. Ahi Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Tarfani, the Tanya. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishum Rabbi Tarfani, Olam, in Echamim Nazir, Befisholom Nitna Nazirut, Elala Aflaan, you don't have over here, Gemirut Da'at.